Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not going to be sad in it. As my lovely wife says, Co-Pastor Rhonda White, we're going to be glad in it. We thank you for joining us for the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated Blog Talk Radio broadcast right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Amen. And we honor our great God on today. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you. We honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our kinsman redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. We honor the great I am. We honor Holy Ghost on tonight. Holy Ghost, we say have your way on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast today. Hallelujah. In our lives, have your way, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for our great leadership on this side of heaven. Amen. We bless the Lord for Dr. Mary F. Ogburn. Amen. She is the founding pastor and chief apostle of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated Headquarters Church in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For all those that are standing with Dr. Ogburn in our headquarters church, we bless the Lord. Amen. And again, we bless the Lord for my lovely wife. I am Pastor Terry White, the pastor of the Sunshine of Faith Lakeland, Florida campus. Praise God. Amen. Along with my lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Hallelujah. And we salute each and every one in number two church here in Lakeland, Sunshine of Faith number two. God bless you. Amen. Number one, we thank God for Assistant Pastor Mary Williams. And I'm just continuing to pray with our dear sister. Amen. The loss of her son. Amen. And with her family, praise God. Amen. So we bless the Lord that God is doing what he does. Amen. Bringing comfort. Hallelujah. Amen. And peace. Hallelujah. We thank God for the strength that he's placed in Pastor Williams. Amen. That is, I know, amen, being a pillar of strength and hope and peace for her family. Amen. And for herself, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we bless the Lord for each and every one there in our number one church. Amen. We bless the Lord for all the parishioners, all the congregants there. Praise God. All the families, each and every one. Hallelujah. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we're going to, amen, see what the Lord says to us on this afternoon. Praise God. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We praise you. Hallelujah. Because you are God. Hallelujah. You are living. Amen. Hallelujah. And all power is in your hands. Hallelujah. We thank you for moving mightily in our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior and our King, our Lord. Amen. Besides you, there is no other. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Have your way. We thank you for leading us and guiding us into all of God's truth. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for touching lives everywhere, all over, amen, the world, anywhere we're being heard right now, God. Hallelujah. That this, your word, your gospel, Lord Jesus, will be preached, amen, this day. Praise God, under, amen, and empowered by your anointing that destroys the yokes and lift the burdens off your people's back. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that your word will not return to you void, God. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. I decrease. Hallelujah. Move, amen, out, amen, of the way. Hallelujah. In, hallelujah, that you will speak through me, amen, hallelujah, and we will receive what we need from you today, God. We thank you for touching those that don't know you and pardon their sins, hallelujah, that they will be drawn by your love, hallelujah, and even the more as we make our boast, our souls make, amen, boast in the Lord, hallelujah. The humble shall hear thereof, you said, and be glad, my God. We thank you for everything, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to, we just thank God. We bless the Lord. The word of the Lord is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. We bless the Lord that, come on, say amen. Hallelujah. It is alive and active. We bless the Lord that it is in our mouth. Amen. Hallelujah, because his praises are continually in my mouth, in your mouth, in our mouths. Praise God. Amen. So we're going to turn to the book of Lamentations. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that was in our spirits. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's good, hallelujah, that the word of God, amen, is not only for us, but and with us, but in us. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we need it, hallelujah, hallelujah, when we need him, hallelujah, we are able, amen, to draw what we need, strength and wisdom. Hallelujah. And peace, amen. And the anointing of God, hallelujah, we bless God, amen. All of that, amen, comes from the word, amen, hallelujah. So we bless God. So we're going to go into the word of God from the book of Lamentations, amen. And we are excited about what God is doing, amen, in the body of Christ at this time with the body of believers in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible does tell us also that laughter does us good like a medicine. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to our bones. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're talking about just that wondrous move of God in bringing joy in the laughter. Not the coarse jesting, not any of that. Amen. We're talking about what God is doing, amen, that brings us to a point of just joyous laughter. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we bless the Lord. And I tell you, we're looking at this because we want to understand that how wonderful. Sometimes I know in my life I have looked at particular passages of scripture and particular books in the Bible, amen, with a little trepidation, with some angst. And that's simply because I didn't, I felt that it was a little, maybe a little heavy for me, not something that, I was, and what I found out was I just was not fully prepared to enter into God's word in that particular area, amen, like I should have been, hallelujah. So therefore, it was leaving me with that feeling, and that is not God, amen, hallelujah, amen. When we're walking, amen, in the ways of holiness and living, God wants all of his word to be a blessing to us. Amen. Hallelujah. So all of God's word is a blessing to us. Amen. And we're simply reaping the benefits of being in God's word. Amen. Now, the book of Lamentations, as most of us know, amen, is, of course, by title, a book of lament. Amen. Lament is that sorrowful, reflective type of looking and seeing our lives in the way that we are living currently and seeing that and saying, oh, my goodness. And being reflective, God makes us, that book of Lamentations brings us to a reflective type of somberness and sometimes in sorrow, praise God, how we have actually treated our God. Amen. And the book of Lamentations, although it is a book of lament and a book of sorrow and a book of reflective looking at the things that, yes, at times that we have done and how we have not done it properly, amen, and the people of God, amen, that the people of Israel and just how they had not done things right when it came to Almighty God. And that's reflective or has been reflective in most of our lives, praise God, that is not a continual thing anymore because God is bringing us into the newness of life in Christ Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. But this book is beautiful because when you understand that God is showing us that we are so wonderfully blessed that through all of these things, we have transgressed his law. Hallelujah. We have, amen, done some things, amen, because of the sin that dwelt on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Amen. That caused us to be separated from him and caused us to transgress his law, caused us to sin first against him, hallelujah, and his holiness and his way, hallelujah. And now we're seeing this, amen, and it brings that sorrow in the depths of our spirit to our bones. And yes, we are lamenting. We are sorrowing because we're seeing the error of our ways, my God, and but that's a beautiful thing because now we see it, hallelujah. We're just not wallowing in a way of iniquity, but now we are actually seeing and bringing us and is bringing us to a point of repentance, amen. And is bringing us a point of seeing the beauty of God's holiness again, praise God, hallelujah, and the glorious, amen, power and majesty of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the wonder of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for us now, praise God. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus had not manifested when this, in the flesh, when this was written, but we understand that they were lamenting over the things that they had done that transgressed God's law. Amen. And we are now in Lamentations chapter 3, praise God, hallelujah. And I love this because, amen, up until this point, amen, it's just saying, amen, how we've been torn and broken into pieces and how our enemies have taken over, praise God, and overcome us because we have, as a people, turn away from God. But now in chapter 3, amen, it starts to the light of God starts to shine in, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And if we look in Lamentations 3 and 19, we'll start there, praise God. It says that, remember my afflictions and roaming, praise God. Please remember this, oh God, amen. The wormwood and the gall, my soul still remembers and sinks within me. I remember, praise God, this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Why do we have hope now, praise God? Amen. Through, amen, our reflective sorrow and sincere repentance, praise God, amen, we see the love of God shining through this entire book of Lamentations, praise God. And I hear some amen saying, how do you get that out of amen? But when you understand the goodness of God, my God, that he's holy and he's pure and he's, amen, he is love and he
is joy, amen. He's not having to go to the corner store, amen, or to, amen, to any of the groceries, amen, and figure out how to get some more, amen, hallelujah, love, hallelujah, peace, like we have to go and get more, amen, grocery items, good God Almighty, amen. But he is it, praise God. So there is nothing to add to him. And when we see through this word in the book of Lamentations how terrible, amen, that we at once lived and the love of God was still reaching out to us, praise God. Hallelujah. He's writing, amen. He has caused the writer to write to a people who had transgressed his law in such a way, amen, we should have been destroyed, my God. Hallelujah. But we're yet here to read this word right now. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, amen. Hallelujah. Again, in verse 21, it says, this I recall to mind, therefore I have hope. Why do I have hope? Amen. Verse 22 says, through the Lord's mercies, amen, we are not consumed. See, it is because of God that we're not consumed. God Almighty, amen. Nothing that we've done so good, amen. But because of his mercies, he has brought us, amen, out of the place of condemnation because we've transgressed his law, amen. He didn't do it, amen. We walked into it. Good God Almighty, amen. Some of us ran. Y'all know, hey, come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. We were so full of darkness and sin. Amen. Hallelujah. But God brought us to a place, amen, out of condemnation, amen, to a place of, hallelujah, amen, conviction, amen. And then our hearts were turned, praise God, and our minds were transformed, praise God, hallelujah. And we turned, amen, in repentance to God, hallelujah, away from the sins and the idolatry and the lying and, amen, hallelujah, this immorality, good God Almighty, amen, to a holy God. And he now, amen, with all his love waiting to, amen, for that moment for us to turn and turn away from sin and turn back to him and be reconnected and reunited, amen, good God Almighty, hallelujah. And then a wonderful thing happens, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. We see here, amen, it says, through the Lord's mercies, amen, we are not consumed. Amen. It's because of God. Hallelujah, that we're still living and moving and we have our being. Amen. Look at the rest of verse 22. It says, because his compassions, what? Fail not. Good God Almighty. His compassions fail not. Hallelujah. They're abundant toward us. They're abundant toward you. They're abundant toward me. My God. Hallelujah. They are what? Verse 23, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, God. Oh, my God. Great is your faithfulness. We're talking about our God here. We're talking about our God. Our living God, our loving God, our sovereign God, our holy God. Good God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, amen. They are new. His compassions, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Verse 24 says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Hallelujah. Good God Almighty. Amen. Somebody ought to say amen. I'm making my declaration. This is a personal thing between you and God. Hallelujah. I'm making my declaration that I have, amen, come out of darkness. God has brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. I have turned away from the sin that separated me from my marvelous, matchless, majestic, holy God, loving Father, amen, and brought me back, God Almighty, into a place of wholeness in him, praise God. And now I can say, amen, your compassions, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul.
My soul says the Lord is my portion. Hallelujah. You're going to have to scream it out for yourself. You're going to have to live it out for yourself. You're going to have to know, amen, that God is so good. Hallelujah. Therefore, the rest of that verse 24 says, therefore, I hope, my hope is what? Amen. I hope in him, God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. My God. Hallelujah. You see the turn. You see the light shining in. Amen. Bringing us out, amen, of that place of such deep sorrow and lament. Amen. But it took that. Good God Almighty. Amen. Bruh, amen. It took that. Sis, amen. It took that. Praise God. For God to turn us, amen, back to him. He had to show us our ways. Amen. So we could see him clearly and understand that we had to come back to our great God. Amen. Our holy God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It says in verse 26, it is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the Lord's salvation, for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Praise God. Amen. Take on the yoke of God, amen, as early as you can. Praise God. Allow the anointing of God to destroy the yokes of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. So therefore, you will have, amen, amen, be able to take on the yoke, amen, of God in your youth. Praise God. And we're going to jump over our final verse here, amen, in the book of Lamentations, praise God. Chapter 3 is going to be verse 39. And think on this, saints of God, amen. Think on this, amen, while we're sometimes, amen, frustrated and sometimes perplexed and sometimes upset and sometimes angry, amen. I'm wondering why, praise God, I got looked over, pushed aside. My God, hallelujah. It says in verse 39 of Lamentations 3, it says, why should a living man complain? My God. Amen. A man for the punishment of his sin. Amen. My God. Why should a living man complain? Good God Almighty. We don't have no reason to complain. Amen. A man, amen, even complaining for the punishment. Oh, why I'm going through this. You don't know why. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You sow good seed, you reap good. Amen. You sow, amen. Hallelujah. Corrupt seed. Guess what? You're going to get a corrupt harvest. Amen. You shall reap what you sow. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Why should a living man complain? Hallelujah. And it goes on to be part of that says, amen, a man for the punishment of his sin. Good God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we moaning and we complain, asking God why. And you know why. Huh? You know you didn't treat them right. You know you didn't talk to them right. My God. And yeah, I understand. Amen. Hallelujah. They talked to you wrong. Amen. Hallelujah. They got on your last nerve. Amen. But you know what? A lot of times, praise God, amen, they're not the ones, praise God, that's getting on our nerve, amen, that's proclaiming the name of Jesus. They're not the ones that says, I got the Holy Ghost. I'm full of God's Holy Ghost and power. Amen. They're not the ones that God is looking to, amen, to hold up the bloodstained banner, amen, to hold up the standard and say, amen, I'm going to rise above, amen, because my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, rose from the grave, amen. So I am a living man. Why should I complain? Good God Almighty, amen. We thank you for tuning in. We want to encourage your heart on this Blog Talk Radio broadcast from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, amen, to remember the goodness of our God. Amen. And we see it shine through even the more through this book of Lamentations, the book that everybody says, oh, it's so heavy and it's just so full of woe and doom and gloom. Hey, amen. But it's real, and we see the sparkling, amen, beauty of God's holiness shine through it. Amen. Because of what it's detailing is all the things that we have done to our holy God, and we were still alive to see his goodness. My God, hallelujah, amen. What a wonder, amen. As my daughter said, we ought to look at this book and think of it as one of the most wonderful, amen, amen, passages of scripture, amen, in the word of God, amen. Hallelujah, because when we see how wonderful our God is, and how terrible we acted toward him. Amen. Because, see, sometimes we say, amen, hallelujah. Yes, in the natural, amen, you know, we say these things to other people, amen. But when we sin, we have to understand the word of God lets us know that we first transgress and sin against God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Because he is the holy and righteous one. And our lives are in him. Amen. So we want you to be encouraged, find hope, find your peace, find your joy. Amen. And give God his glory and his praise, for his compassions never fail. The Lord's mercies are, while we are not consumed, praise God, and his compassions, they are new for us every morning. Good God Almighty. Great is your faithfulness. You ought to be able to say that to your, amen, wonderful God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, this is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Amen. And we are under the leadership, amen, of the Holy Ghost and Dr. Mary F. Ogburn in our headquarters church in Baltimore, Maryland, the chief apostle and founding pastor of this great ministry. I'm Pastor Terry White of the Lakeland campus of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, the number 2 church in Lakeland, Florida. Amen. You can reach me at 863 for prayer, 863-279-2332. If you just need to talk, you need, amen, hallelujah. Say, bro, Pastor, I just need you to listen. Can you listen to me? Amen. We're not on this journey alone. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You can contact Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, praise God, for prayer. She is a licensed counselor. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. She will pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Amen. See breakthrough. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. Amen. And you can reach her, praise God, amen, at area code 301-732-0461. Call her, amen, if you need someone to counsel you, family counseling, individual counseling, marriage counseling, amen. 301-732-0461, amen. Join them if you're in the Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. If you're in the DMV, amen, and hallelujah. On Sundays, you can join them in Baltimore, Maryland at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue. That's Baltimore, Maryland at 1:30 p.m. On Sunday afternoons, Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. Join Sunshine of Faith International Ministries right there for a Holy Ghost good time. Amen. And the Lord say so, most Sundays at 11 a.m. You can join Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, amen, or one of the great ministers, amen, in this part of the body of Christ, the Sunshine of Faith, on Facebook, amen, Facebook Live at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings as well. Praise God, amen. And then you can join us at 12:30, amen, for the number 2 church in Lakeland. Praise God. Amen. Again, I'm Pastor Terry White, along with my lovely wife, Co-Pastor Rhonda White, and amen, Sister Ashley White, saying, as our apostle says, Jesus loved you, and so do we. And guess what? We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.